the Shakespeare by the Sea Festival is another event taking to online platforms this year, of course, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Artistic director Paul Rowe spoke with VOCM's Victoria Batcock about the challenges they overcame to get the shows online.
This is our 28th consecutive season, and when we were presented back in, usually April, it's about the month that we start getting our season in order, we were presented with the prospect of canceling the season or trying to pivot away from live performance to an online version. It was a tough decision because if we go online, it's unlikely that we will raise as much money as we would at the box office, you know? Nevertheless, we wanted to be there for our community and to combat the effects of social isolation brought on by the pandemic, give people something purposeful and creative to do, and maintain our untarnished record of 28 consecutive seasons. So we decided to go ahead, Victoria, and so we have two productions.
Tell me about those productions.
Our first main stage production is Pericles, Prince of Tyre. It's a full production. There are 26 people in the cast. It's a huge play with about 35 different roles. So some people, even with 26 people in the company, were doubling up a lot of the roles. It's one of Shakespeare's lesser known plays, but it's a great seafaring adventure set in this case in the ancient Mediterranean, but it has lots of real Newfoundland nuances, in my opinion. There's three fishermen who make an appearance there. There's storms at sea. There's and lots of those more or less fairy tale elements as well, you know, kings and queens and princesses and so on. Anyway, it's a wonderful play. And the second thing that we decided to do was extend an invitation to company members to bring to us their ideas, scenes, favorite scenes from Shakespeare that they would like to do, either online or socially distanced in some setting where they could record it and then put it up online. And so those are called Shakespeare Shorts.
And it's amazing the technology we have now to be able to do a virtual festival like this. What kind of challenges did you guys face putting all of this together virtually?
The learning curve was steep. Let's just say that. Fortunately, we hired some really good people, some young people in particular, who had really knew their way around digital technology. We explored the whole idea of sourcing digital backgrounds for scenes, for example, finding them on the internet or manufacturing them ourselves, which is, we did both of those things, delivering them to the actors so that they could upload them into their Zoom accounts and then bring them up on the screen as required. We had to, deliver green screens to different company members around the city. We even had to ship some in the mail because some of the characters, of course, some of the actors were actually out of province because they auditioned from different provinces and succeeded in getting a role. And because they don't have to be here to rehearse, all they have to do is sign on. We mailed them their costume and their green screen. So things like that. We had to learn our way around the technology. I'm the director. I had to try to find and create some chemistry between people in that medium, which is quite different from having live actors in front of you that you can work with. So those were all some of the challenges, Victoria, but I think we met them all quite well, and the results are really quite impressive and really interesting. And the most important thing to me, the emotional impact of the work comes across.
That was VOCM's Victoria Batcock speaking with Shakespeare by the Sea artistic director Paul Rowe about how they overcame challenges to get their shows online amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And the shows are now available at ShakespeareByTheSeaFestival.com.